Joining us in the Trocare College live line this morning, Chris Zeiss, the manager of Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm. We're talking about getting things in the ground. Chris, thanks for being with us. You know, we always say you wait until after Memorial Day to put your plants in the ground. But after the weather that we saw last week, I don't know. We're after Memorial Day, but is it necessarily safe? What are you telling people?
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely safe. Unfortunately, every year people get really excited the first parts and want to get everything done weeks before Memorial Day. And we always know that there's going to be one last frost. And hopefully we're past all that. Right now we're just dealing with a lot of rain, which isn't the worst of things.
You know, it feels like it's time now, and it also feels like it's kind of late. I mean, how much has the weather been setting everybody back?
It's set it back quite a bit, especially with the different contractors that are trying to do different work for clients and whatnot. Homeowners, they're going to find the time to do what they need to do for the most part. There's been some dry periods in between, so people are able to get out and do what they have to do. The ground is nice and soft, so it's very easy to work with right now.
It's always a good thing, easy to work with, and you know you have a little bit of rain in the forecast. I mean, what are the limitations? What gets planted now versus are there things that you should wait to plant later in the season?
No, everything can get planted now. This is a great time. You have, you know, obviously the soils are wet. There's more rain. There's cooler temperatures, which for better or for worse, but the plants are able to root out a little bit quicker and take hold. Sometimes you're trying to plant something in the middle of the summer. It's really dry, and if you don't water it enough, you're going to have issues later on. So it's a, you know, give and take on a bunch of ends here.
Well, a lot of people are noticing issues with their boxwood trees. What is going on? What seems to be attacking them this year?
Yeah, there was a new insect introduced about 3 years ago. It started overseas and then eventually into Canada and then into the United States. It's the box moth. So what it is, it's a caterpillar that's basically destroying all the boxwoods. It's eating them from the inside out. They can be treated. There's different insecticides, but you'd have to spray them like on a monthly basis to kill the caterpillar. There's also moth traps that you can put out. At least if you see a moth in there, it attracts all the male moths and it disrupts their mating habit, and then you can start treating them. If they're treated, and if you have an issue with your boxwoods after you treated them, you could fertilize them with 10-10-10 to try to get some good growth going back on it. The unfortunate thing is right now you have to treat them like on a monthly basis. You could also spray them with a systemic insecticide that'll get within the plant and holds up fairly well, but they're still going to feed on them before they end up dying.
Is this a new problem in our area, or have these moths been around before?
Well, this is the third season with it. When it first came out, it was a huge problem, and boxwoods were banned from being sold from Canada into the United States. And the DEC was monitoring it really good with traps, and they wanted to know exactly where all these boxwoods were going to try to keep it under control. But now it's pretty much whipped through the whole, you know, New York State. It's in Michigan, and it's pretty much all over the place. And right now the moth or the caterpillars are really active, so everybody's showing signs of them. Even if you don't have them right now, this insect will find your boxwood. So you have to do something to protect them. It's unfortunate because boxwood is just such a great plant. It's deer resistant. They don't bother them. So people are, you know, still planting a lot of boxwoods, and there's other plants, whether it's in the holly family, Japanese hollies or inkberries, they're trying those because the deer also don't bother them, but it's just an unfortunate circumstance. I know they're working heavily on it to try to figure out if there's going to be some natural predator that'll, you know, take it out and things like that. But right now we're where we're at, and we just have to do the best with it.
So everybody that has boxwood trees should really be inspecting them. Is it too late to treat your tree if you already see caterpillar nests?
Oh, no. If you see them on there, they're eating them. They eat them from the inside out, and it only takes about 3 days, and they'll destroy the entire plant. So you could spray them. It's a Bonide product called 8. And it's a contact kill, so it kills them immediately. And that'll keep it under control, but that's going to be a monthly application of that. There's also some BT products, but they still feed on the plant, and then basically it's like disrupts their system, and then they die. But you know, most people are opting for the quick kill on the caterpillar to get rid of them. Some people hand pick them, which, you know, if you're into that, I guess that's a good way to do it, but Ooh. It's not for me.
That product, did you say it's 8, like the number?
Yeah, it's the number 8, but spelled out. And the best one is there's one that hooks on a hose, and the reason being is it really comes out hard on the hose and gets right into the plant. So now if you have a really good pump sprayer, you can use the concentrate fashion of it, and it's just as effective.
Well, I mean, learn something new every day. And certainly when it comes to plants, you can tell me anything. I learned something new. Well, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Chris Zeiss is with Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm talking about getting things in the ground. That gets the thumbs up. The box moth gets a thumbs down for the damage that it's doing to some of these trees around Western New York.